Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Al Jackson's in studio today with Donnie Baker, dogs, and unicycles, plus the Doug Henthorn House Band. It's all right after this.
To be honest, I never heard of the First Bank that treats you like you're Rush Limbaugh.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the First Bank that treats you like you're a Rush Limbaugh. We found that very, very, very hard to believe.
I needed a loan to buy some Viagra, and I wanted to see what the First Bank that treats you like you're Rush Limbaugh could do for me.
The man said he needed a loan to buy some Viagra. We told him to talk to Woody, our loan officer.
The loan officer was a nice guy, a little stiff. He asked me a question.
I asked the man, is that a bottle of OxyContin in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
To make a long story short, they gave me the loan.
Actually, we think he used the loan to pay a Dominican hooker.
Thanks, First Bank, that treats you like you're a Rush Limbaugh.
The First Bank that treats you like you're Rush Limbaugh. We'll loan you hard cash, and our repayment schedules are never that rigid. The First Bank that treats you like you're Rush Limbaugh, where our motto is, every customer is impotent to us. The First Bank that treats you like you're Rush Limbaugh. Member FDIC. K. The F stands for flaccid.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Our house band, Doug Henthorn and the LLC. Got a new album out. I'll be telling you about that coming up.
What's LLC stand for?
A limited liability corporation.
Oh, okay.
You know, they have to limit their liability. They have roadies.
Yes.
Oh, drop that case on a kid. Oh.
Jesus.
What did I just say?
Hey, at least it wasn't a napalm joke. Welcome back. That's Chick McGee across the way.
That helps.
He's at the NutriShop Sports Desk. There's Ace, our engineer. Special thanks to Eddie Hazel with the Hey Hey Hazely Eyes, mixing the sound for Doug Henthorn of the Boys, our house band today.
I like this.
There's the very handsome beardless Pat Godwin.
Hey.
There's the tentative mustached Al Jackson.
I like that.
Speaking of great live stand-up, that's Josh Arnold celebrating his win. St. Louis Blues, a huge victory. And Christy Lee, of course, at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's great to have a live band in the studio. They make everybody feel good.
Indeed.
Right, Chick?
Yep.
Okay. Tell them. Now, when we last left you, we had...
I'm not used to talking. I'm sorry.
We had the women's soccer team, USA, USA. But the best part was the place that gave away free shots for each goal. That'd be much more reasonable in a hockey game, don't you think, John?
Yeah, but they weren't wrong in assuming that soccer goal would be... The score would be low, too.
Yeah, but the women's team is incredible.
Yeah.
They are the favorites.
Is it legal to stop a promotion while it's going on?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's at the very least bad press.
Yeah. It's bad press.
Yeah. In most states, or not, that's not true. In some states, you cannot give away alcohol under any circumstances.
That makes sense.
You've got to pay a penny if at a wine tasting, actually. It's
gotcha.
Odd.
Yeah, alcohol laws vary county to county, township to township.
It's easier to open a meth lab across the country in the states than it is to start
there's a lot less regulation.
A vodka brand. That's exactly right.
Yeah. I had a meeting with a bunch of liquor people once.
And meth people.
Not liquored up people. That would be meetings I have every day. Chick's right, though. It is really complicated. But in this particular state, apparently, they were able to give away free alcohol shots every time the
Miami, I lived there 10 years. Miami's a different place. I mean, you can carry booze around the Miami airport. Mm-hmm. Like you can just walk around with like a cup of Johnny Walker Black. Like,
no kidding?
You can leave the bar with it. Yeah,
really?
It's like New Orleans, yeah. Yeah, you can walk the streets in New Orleans with like a glass of bourbon.
That's a great idea.
They have drive-through liquor places.
Yeah. Well,
in Las Vegas, you can put on one of those beer helmets and actually have it IV'd into your arm while driving with kids on a school bus.
Makes it easier.
They are really
loose
with their regulations there.
School bus.
Al Jackson, one of our favorite human beings, now living in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
Part of a show called The Daily Blast. And he is also the man that taught me another phrase, a burst of funk.
Burst of funk.
When you're in a plane and there's a burst of funk, someone near you has flatulated.
You can't be farting on the plane, man. We're too old, man.
No, it's a byproduct of bubble gut.
Hey, here's something.
If you hold it in, you'll explode.
Go to the bathroom.
And you mentioned there were empty seats on your plane. I had an empty seat on a plane when I flew to New York. It was the first time I'd had an empty seat in a plane in years.
Yeah.
Was it next to you?
Yeah.
First class.
Maybe they jumped.
No.
So odd.
You were back there with the people?
Of course, I'm
you
always
with the
my
proletariat.
Class is isn't the difference between in terms of
night
price in terms of price insane?
Always
great.
Yes. Yeah.
It's always insane.
You have to shop around, but you can find
$1,500
on a flight that would cost you. It's like going from St. Louis to Chicago.
$1,500.
Last time I got first class, I was flying back from Miami, and I didn't buy it. They did one of those deals where they go, we are oversold. If anybody would like to take a different flight, so I had to take a flight that left 40 minutes later.
Yeah.
That was actually direct, but I got first class.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part of it was.
This is such a Tom story.
The best part of it was they're closing the door, and there's this guy, wait. And this, 6'10" white dude with a huge cowboy hat walks on. He's got a suit on and one of those Western bolo ties.
Yeah.
It looks like he walked off the set of the TV show Dallas, and I forget where we were going, but it was the guy. Let me get my. The guy comes over and he goes,
"Welcome to flightbooms.com to Atlanta, Georgia."
And this guy goes, "Atlanta? I'm going to Houston." Well, I can tell you something.
He went to Atlanta.
He went to Atlanta.
Oh.
They closed the door.
The door was closed.
Oh,
so he sat there
how
the whole time.
How did he get on?
No kidding.
He got on at the last minute, and he was all relaxed and everything else, and then the thing had started to back up, and they did not let him off the plane. He pitched a fit, if you will. But,
yeah.
Tom, can I ask you what hood first class is?
What is hood first class?
I'm asking you.
I know what it is.
Is this an airplane reference?
Yes.
I got it.
I guess.
Go ahead. What is it?
Exit row?
No.
Bulkhead?
No.
What is hood first class?
You guys are any other ace? It's when you're in a seat and there's nobody in the other two seats. You have the whole row to yourself.
That's good.
And you can stretch out. Yeah,
big fan of hood first class.
But lately
those are rare.
Happens. Nice. We had a great news story about a month ago. Remember this, where the guy was flying somewhere in Eastern Europe?
Oh, he's all by himself on the plane.
He was the only guy on the plane.
I saw that picture.
And there were five flight attendants and the pilots. Obviously, he was the only passenger. But I read about it. The bitch of it was they still wouldn't give him the whole Coke.
Isn't that amazing?
They kept the can. I don't know what the story on that is, but that's what happened. We have a bunch of stuff coming up. We've got a great house band today. I'm very excited.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh,
hey Donnie. How are you?
Hey, Josh. I'm surprised to hear you in there today. I thought you'd be hungover.
Yeah, I'm a little tired, but I'm thrilled to be here.
Man, I never thought I'd see a day the Blues ever won it. It reminds me of that story that that lady that got lost in the Hawaiian jungle last month because they never claimed they'd find her, and yet it
happened. She was gone for
7 days, wasn't it?
17 days, Christy.
Oh, I knew there was a seven.
She was lost in Hawaiian jungle for a whole menstrual cycle. I swear to God.
Almost, yes.
That's how they found her.
I can't imagine being lost for 6 weeks like that. Anyways, I was feeling sorry for her. Then I found out she was a certified whack job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's nuttier than a bag of trail mix. But luckily for gluten-free Glenda, she's already used to eating twigs, bugs, and berries.
Uh-huh.
So now we're learning more. Because now we found out she's one of them tree-hugging, yogi-stretching, massage-giving hippie chicks.
Uh-huh.
Mm. She was probably glad she got to go 17 days without asking a waiter if they had any gluten-free options. Swear to God. It's the yoga lady's lucky they didn't find her down doggy style, face first in a creek or shallow grave.
Uh-huh.
So count your blessings, Granola Gwen. Then I heard, did you hear, Tom? She said she was led down the path by voices in her head.
Yeah, she said the voices were speaking to her and telling her which way to go.
My cousin Trevor's got voices.
Oh.
You know, but not the kind that leads him into a tropical corn maze for a whole month. It's more like the kind of voice that tells him to smear fecals on his principal's Ford Festiva than get expelled with 1 week before graduation after I bought the gift.
Oh.
Bad voices.
Do you ever notice that voices in people's heads always give them bad advice?
Yeah.
It's never, hey, go fix that furnace. You know, it's always the voices that tell you to skin your guinea pig and wear it as a hat. And it's always important to prepare if you're going to be following voices into the jungle. You know, you never know if you might get lost. That's why when I go hiking near a forest or woods, I always pack two things.
What?
First, I bring a whole big bag of Baker trail mix.
Oh, what's that?
Well, it keeps me running good, Tom.
Oh.
Mine consists of two boxes of Boston baked beans, a half pound of French-styled burnt peanuts.
Uh-huh.
You've seen them. They're nuts, but they're candy-coated and look like warts from a distance.
Right. Appetizing.
A bag of whittled-down Keebler fudge stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Not the cookie, just the strips. Then a quarter pound of Slim Jim diced. And tossed in Dorito dust and snowcap pebbles.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Secondly and foremost, along with the Baker trail mix, I always bring a sixer of fresh rubbers.
Really?
Mm. Well, that way if I get lost, I can stretch them out and use them for shelter. Use them to collect gallons of rainwater.
Nice. Really?
And, of course, protection from water moccasins or mud daubers.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say it like this, trail mix Tricia, she owes every one of her rescuers a free massage, and it better include a tuggy at the end. So listen up, Sister Moonpuss. They deserve at least that much for rescuing your nutty ass. For God. Congratulations, Josh.
Well, thank you, Donnie. Appreciate it.
I got to go.
Yeah. I'm sure I see the tie-in, but why not?
What's a mud dauber? He refers to that a lot.
It's like a bee.
Like a wasp-type thing,
yeah,
or
like
a bee?
A wasp,
yes.
Oh,
or
okay.
A bee. Yeah.
You ever have a mud puppy?
What's a mud puppy?
It's like a
dog covered in mud?
Some kind of lizard, amphibious
salamander. Like kind of a salamander thing.
In the lake, I think. Yeah. But some of that stuff, they have different names in different regions.
Yeah, mud skippers. And
yeah, we have Chick McGee at the sports desk over there. Bad. The NutriChops sports desk. Oh, we're done with sports?
Blues won the cup.
That's the thing.
Yep. And, there they are in St. Louis.
Living it up.
Wow. Will they, is that going to be next season they'll play that again, or will they let that?
I would imagine so, yeah.
That's going to be around for a while.
I think so.
I
want to hear the numbers on the number of people that called out to work today in St. Louis.
Oh. Yeah.
There's got to be 75 people.
Well, according to what Josh is showing me, Busch Stadium was packed. Yeah. Enterprise was packed.
Yeah, Enterprise was legitimately sold out. Busch Stadium, there were just a ton of people.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, but incredible.
I thought Pat had a song for you.
I have a couple today.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that in just
a second. I'm going to need the band for the next one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay. We have Christy Lee at her base, her post, if you will, the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. What's happening?
Well, there's technology out there that apparently will allow your dog to do his own shopping.
Boy, this can't go well.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. Yeah. How's this going to work?
Mrs. Monkey, have
you
been
listening
on Amazon?
I got your pallet of tennis balls here.
The Brazilian pet shop chain called Petz, P-E-T-Z, claims that by using facial recognition technology and artificial intelligence, they've created a platform that will allow dogs to buy their favorite products.
Steve Martin have a joke about my cat, $500,000 worth of cat toys or something?
Yes,
remember that?
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah.
They say a dog's facial expressions indicate which pet products they want. Have you ever taken your dog to a pet food, to a pet store?
Uh-uh.
I have. Do you know what they want?
Oh, it's the best.
Everything.
I know what my dog would want. He'd want that little kitten in the cage.
Well.
as a snack.
No, literally. Leo will pick up toys. He'll grab. I mean, they want everything.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I have golden retrievers. They'll pick up anything.
Yeah.
And carry it over and go, look what I got, boss.
They're retrieving.
And it's amazing. They're the best, though. They're so happy to be helping you.
I thought they called you dad, not boss.
Well, it depends if they're working.
Oh.
See, technically, the golden retriever is a working dog.
Yes.
Every
what
day
does
I
it
go
do?
Every
what
day I go do? Home and I go, fellas, anybody look for a job today? No.
Blank stares.
Yes. Yes. What else you be got?
Lithuanian police say a private circus owner was released after he had taken a bear hostage.
The term private circus owner, that's a bad person.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, if you have a bear wild in a circus. Wait a second. If you have a bear in a circus, isn't it by definition a hostage?
Exactly.
He didn't answer an ad. Yeah, I'm going to get out of the forest and go get a gig riding a bicycle.
I'm tired of looking for food.
Authorities wanted to confiscate the animal for a variety of offenses allegedly committed by Nikolai Zobov.
Oh.
Zobov released the bear named Vipa, or Vipa, V-I-P-A. What was it?
Nikola, well, he was in the last Mission Impossible, wasn't he?
Nikolai Zobov?
Yeah, I think so.
He released the bear named Vipa from a cage following a standoff with police. Lithuania's environmental minister called Zobov on Wednesday and assured him the circus could keep Vipa, provided that conditions did improve.
I am brutal, you, magnificent.
You cannot take my bear.
No.
I have the right to keep and bear. Wait a minute. No, that doesn't make sense. I'm in Lithuania. What? Yeah, the private circus doesn't usually end well.
I do it for the children.
Vipa is not just my bear.
Okay.
He is my husband. What do I do? Private circus, that's what I do. You need circus?
I like it here.
We're on a date. You are a nurse. I own a private
circus. I like it here. They have all little people, too.
Yes.
And then I get to ride unicycle. Seriously, something I saw when I was in New York.
Electric unicycles?
Have you seen these things?
No.
Well, that's stupid.
I've got a witness. It's the weirdest thing. This guy.
You rent a unicycle instead of a scooter? It's a unicycle.
No, it's this guy. I think he owned it, but he had a suit on with a tie. And
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, he's zipping around.
Every person I know, every person who's ever ridden a unicycle is a jerk.
You know who rides a unicycle?
I know it, and he's a jerk.
Kostaki.
You go.
Yes, he can ride a unicycle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So
I've got to see it.
One of his hidden talents.
Yeah, I wonder, there has to have been someone who's,
while eating
their last thought before they got hit by the truck was, I'm getting really good at this.
Yeah, yes. Was he wearing a helmet?
Yes. I couldn't get it. I tried to get a picture. I can tell you exactly where we were. We were 58th Street. And I was with John. I went, look at this guy. And it was this sort of electric unicycle kind of thing, and he was zipping by.
I have a sports update.
Yes.
Just for you, Tom.
Stupid world record.
The California baby's become the youngest person to ever visit all 50 states.
What?
A young family has one place left before their almost 5-month-old daughter, Evelyn, breaks the record for the youngest person to have visited all 50 states.
Wow.
Man. And the first baby to be named Evelyn since 1918. Well,
that's a great name.
Jenna Woods.
It's an old lady name.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Her mom, Jenna Woods, says, I was told I couldn't have kids. So when we found out I was pregnant, it was a shock. We were very Ryan Woods, high school sweethearts from Modesto, California, living in downtown L.A., working with a distillery and getting restless. So they got an RV, and they're visiting all 50 states.
Wow.
What about Hawaii and Alaska?
Well, they'll take a plane to those, I hope. But
maybe. I think.
Hopefully this.
They took a 5-month-old on a 5-hour flight to Hawaii.
Yeah, no, these are irresponsible parents is what they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
We're quitting our job. We have a baby now. Let's just get an RV and travel around.
Let's make sure we expose it to every disgusting pathogen out there.
This is a great thing.
Evelyn's T-shirt says the snuggle is real.
Right. I like that.
No, no, I don't care for it at all.
You're going to change your mind, Josh, when you see her.
Oh, look at that little
girl. Of course she's happy. She doesn't know that her parents are losers yet.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.